according to Man Yomer, it says, Loboye Yoritz, though we divided up according to the people coming now into Eretz Yisrael, my, what's the chiddush of the pasuk, L'rav Tarber Nachlosai, that to say you give a lot to people, a lot and small to small, pshita. Like if you go bust the people coming in, so pshita, we give it to who's coming in right now. This type of akasha. According to this man, the yama, type of akasha. Kasha. Yes. The yama lay rapopla abaya. Rapopla said to abaya, Bishlay malaman the yama. Liyaitse mitzrayim. It's called according to man, the yama, that says that Yerusha was given out according to the people that came out of Mitzrayim. Whoever was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim had his chus to get a portion out of Israel. Hainu dekot Slavchon v'nai Slavchon. That's why it's good why the daughters of Slavchon came screaming like to Moshe Rabbeinu. Slavchon who? Elamandiyam yes, Slavchon Hainu dekot Slavchon v'nai Slavchon. That's why it's good the b'nai Slavchon came to argue like they were the daughters of Slavchon. Now Slavchon died in the Midbar. He didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. But still the daughters wanted the father's portions. Why? Because since the father came out of Mitzrayim, his father deserved a portion. See, if you say the chalukah goes according to the people that leave Mitzrayim, it's very good why the Bnei Slavchod was screaming like asking for their portion. Listen, our father Slavchod, even though he died now in the Midbar, but he was a Yetzer Mitzrayim. He was over 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim. He deserved to get a portion. So therefore the Bnei Slavchod wanted to get their father's portion. But El Loman Diyama, Loboyi Oretz, but if you hold, no, that Eretz Yisrael was only divided up according to the people that now came into Eretz Yisrael. If so, Tzlovcha, the father, died already. He didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. So, Amait Tzlovchon, Holester Delishkol. Tzlovcha is not alive anymore. He doesn't deserve to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the time of the daughters? How come the five daughters came to complain and say they wanted to get a chelik? What right did I have to have a chelik? Their father didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Tzmor says, Elo lechazoro velito benichsal chayfer. What it means to say is for chazoro and to take a portion of nichsay chayfer. That's what it means to say. So Rashbam speaks out. Elo lechazoro lito benichsal chayfer means the man the islay leboy yoritz, the one that holds that they divided up according to the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Islay he also holds chazoro, that it goes backwards. What does that mean? Shemar ziren le'avoseim. Koma shenotlu. Whatever the people coming in to Eretz Yisrael right now have to go, like we learned before, go and give it back to their grandfathers. V'choizrin v'yorshim le'avoseim. K'mishpot. And they have a right to yashin from their fathers. So like this. True Tzlovcha died. But Tzlovcha had other brothers that were alive. Those other brothers now came in to Eretz Yisrael. So the other brothers deserve to get a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. When they get a Yerusha, their Yerusha like goes back to their father, Chayfer. Now that it goes back to Chayfer, it's like all the children of Chayfer have a right to get an equal chelik in it. So Tzlovchod was a son of Chayfer. And that's what we had the Mishnah before, that when a son dies, a father dies, and leaves over a daughter, the daughter yashins. So that's how Bnei Tzlovchod still have a right to get the property. Because Bnei Slavcha tainted that the brothers of our father came into Eretz Yisrael. Their portions goes back to Chayfer. And then the Yashin. So she has a right to Yashin also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tamar says, Bishleim l'man diyom l'yetzim mitzvah. If you also say that the chalukah was done upon the Yetzir Mitzrayim, Haimu dekot Tzavchon b'nei Yosef. That's why the b'nei Yosef also came to complain to Yeshua. To Yechzir, they said, v'yadabru b'nei Yosef. They complained to b'nei Yosef, that to say, there were a lot of people coming out of Mitzrayim, so they deserved to have a big Yerusha. They wanted a big Yerusha, because they complained there were a lot. Ela l'man diyoma, l'boi yoritz, but behold, the chalukah came out according to the ones coming in right now, Maikot Tzavcho. What were they arguing about? If there were a lot of people right now, it's very good. Right now, they get a lot. Kulo Shokol. They'll all get. Like, what was the complaint of Yosef when they came into Eretz Yisrael? There was the complaint that they're not getting a fair share. If you go after how many people are alive right now, so then what are they complaining about? As many people as alive right now get the chelik. So more so like this. Mishum tfolim devenefishlu. The pshat was Yosef had a lot of young children. And we learned that the locher is the young children under 20 do not get a chelik in the Yerusha. Therefore they were complaining they had a lot of young children under 20. Therefore they wanted to get a big portion in the in the chelik in Eretz Yisrael more than they really deserved. That's what that complaint about was. That even though our children are under 20, still they wanted more. Om Rabbi Abaye says, Shmami, from here we see, Loi Hevi Chad to Loi Shokol. There was nobody else there was no other person like an Eretz in Christ's world that did not receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Only Bnei Tzlovcha, they were the only ones that thought they wouldn't receive. Why? If you would think there'd be somebody else in Eretz Yisrael that did not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, how come we didn't hear about them? How come they didn't complain? So Gemara says like this, maybe you tell me, maybe there were a lot of people that Taka did not receive, but they did not deserve to receive. And since they didn't deserve to receive, therefore the Torah doesn't write it. But that's what therefore it's like this. The tzavach v'hani, the ones that screamed and that helped, kas v'kro, the Torah writes it. But the tzavach, the ones that complained, for lo yahani, and they did not get helped, they did not deserve the portion, lekas v'kro, and them the pasuk didn't write it. So maybe that's the Torah. It could be there were people that didn't get a Yerusha. But the pshat is those people didn't deserve it either. For the Gemara, Bnei Yosef, the Bnei Yosef, the Tzavchi, they complained, Lo Yahani, they didn't receive it. So why did the Pasuk write it? The Kasvin is still the Pasuk writes, the Kasvin of Kroa. So I tell you, Hossam like this, Eitza Toiva Kamashmlon. Over there, the Pasuk is giving an Eitza Toiva. The Borleli Inish, Li is the Hurei Mi'ena Bisha. Person has to be careful from an Ayin Hora. They can have a lot of children, don't go around bragging like showing off with it. You have to be careful from an Ayin Hora. That's what Yeshua said back to Bnei Yosef. Yeshua said to them, Imam Ravato, if you have a lot of people, so ona lecha hayara, go and live in the forest. In other words, don't show off with it. Like, don't be afraid of an ayin hara. Now you have a lot, so you're afraid there should be an ayin hara. He told them like to hide them. Ona lehu, lechu ve'echbeyu atzmechem biyorim. Yeshua told back to Bnei Yosef, know what you should do with your lot of children, go and hide them in the forest. As if like not to show off, not to have to be afraid of an ayin hara. Shlo tishlat b'chem ayin hara, that an ayin hara bir oi should not be shirlet. That this should look like so many people to be afraid of an ayin hara. On this note, we know Yosef is not afraid of an ayin hara. Oma omru lei, Yosef